Donnie lives by the motto, don't stop rocking, keep on rocking.
That's right. That's right. If you see me going like this, it means keep on rocking. If you see me going like this, it means don't stop rocking.
Oh, I love that.
And I was looking for an acronym so that there was a tagline. And the tagline is performing artists that help. Well, that's exactly what we are. We've got a group of musicians and singers and directors and lighting designers and sound designers and all of these people who come in and donate their time, give of themselves, helping a great cause and helping the next generation actually find their artistic path. So even that comes full circle. Mm-hmm. Performing artists that help.
That's crazy.
Pretty cool.
Welcome back to All Over the Place with Lane Fable. I am sitting with Donnie Kerr and Corey Gardner to talk about the story of Rockers on Broadway and the PATH Fund and all you guys do for the arts.
Well, let me start at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start.
Yes, please.
Okay, so it happened in 1993. I was doing... I was in the cast of The Who's Tommy on Broadway, and we were working with Pete Townsend directly, and he said, Donnie, put together a band, and I want to get all the cast and everybody to get together and kind of understand what rock and roll is, what it is that I do.
Didn't he say everybody was too Broadway and give you some jazz hands?
Yeah, he did. He did. He said, I want the Broadway universe to know where I'm coming from. As being the writer of Tommy, and I wanted to express the kind of energy that he gives. So we said, sure, of course, sure. So I put together this, we put the band together from the orchestra and the pit, and then all the singers. And we all did a big night of all Pete Townsend and Who songs. But he was up there fully with us at a club in New York City and just, you know, doing the windmills, and he was full on performance mode. And the energy that came from that was unlike anything I'd ever experienced in my life. It's one thing singing Pinball Wizard with an orchestra, but it's another thing singing Pinball Wizard with the guy who wrote it, you know, and who's sitting there playing it, who's like a guitar god. So it was definitely a highlight of my career. And so what happened was we did this, and it was so much fun, and I said, I want to do it again. And he goes, do it again, but... make it a charity, you know. Let's donate some money. So then when I met Corey, I had already been doing it for like 13 years, and I was doing it at small clubs, and we were raising a little bit of money, and it was fine, it was fun, but we weren't quite, you know, getting to where I wanted it to be. And so I asked Corey, would you come in and produce with us, because she's great at producing live events. She said, sure. And so we did that. We did one show, and then the following year, we decided to create the PATH Fund.
Yep. It never occurred to me it'd be something that I would work on.
Oh, okay.
And Donnie and I had met in 2003 and immediately hit it off, and the first time we talked 5 hours. And then we didn't see each other for a couple of years, and he had come back to New York to do Jersey Boys, and we bumped into each other at a bar, and it was like, hey, and it was like seeing my best friend who I hadn't seen. Little did I know he'd be my best friend. And I said, oh, you're in this big hit show. I said, would you please come and sing at an event that I'm producing for this nonprofit called Wingspan Arts that I ran at the time? And he said, sure. And he came and he watched me run around like a maniac all day, making sure all the details were right. But he thought I had done such a good job. That's when he asked me to produce Rockers with him. In 2006, and that was the first time we produced together, and it was a blast.
Yeah, I realized what happened was is that I had done a couple of, you know, benefits for free just to do, you know, some good work for people, and so usually they're all so unorganized, and at this one, the Corey produced, it was just so organized. I didn't have to worry about nothing. I didn't have to ask any questions or like, where's my mic or where's any. It was all there for me, ready to go, and it was just really, really easy. And that was when I was like, okay, let's do something.
Let's make this just a one-time thing.
That's right. Let's make this something great. So.
And after the first year, we realized we have something here, and we work really well together. And one night we were sitting at dinner talking about what does the future hold? looking forward towards the next Rockers. And I think we did two or three together before the creation of PatFund. And that was like in that first year, we like jammed out three concerts.
And then what happened was, is that it was really interesting is that the first 13 years, I was donating money just to Broadway Cares Equity Fights Age, which is the premier fundraiser organization for Broadway. And then when Corey came along, and then we realized we really want to help kids. Mm-hmm. And so we decided that our mission was going to be to help kids in arts education and finding their artistic path.
Yep.
Path. That was the that she came up with Path Fund.
Yep. As we were sitting at dinner and we were talking about, you know, Donnie was a student and was scholarship to programs when he was a kid as a dancer. And even the high school that he went to, he was scholarship to. So it was a natural progression. I always did arts education stuff. I worked for an arts education company at the time. And it just made sense to the both of us that this was a really good focus on how we could grow Rockers on Broadway and make it really impactful mm-hmm. to our community. Now, we still give to Broadway Cares because we believe that the work that they do is so amazing.
Amazing.
And they give to healthcare and women's health and disaster relief and you name it. But we wanted to focus it a little smaller. So we have worked with several different programs. And most notably of the last several years is a program called Broadway Bound Kids, which is an amazing program. And they were a small company. I knew the founder of the program. She and I worked at a restaurant together 25 years ago. Wow. So it just felt right. Mm-hmm. And I said, Donnie, let's donate some money to Broadway Bound Kids. And we saw the impact it had because their programs are free. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, is the clincher. Like, yeah, it's great to scholarship a kid for a program that costs $1,300. Some kids' parents can pay, some kids can't. Great. We still do that. But the fact that Broadway Bound Kids makes a point to not have registration fees for kids is so important.
It takes the pressure off.
It's accessible to everybody, no matter what.
Every kid.
That's right.
So after working with them for the past, I want to say, almost 10 years now, last year at Rockers, we were in rehearsal. I was sitting in this exact room.
I love it.
With Nick Prez, who was one of our backup singers. And he was working for a company, maybe I shouldn't name, that did taught kids rock and roll. And I said, we should do this. But we should do this on like the Rockers on Broadway style. Like kids that learn Broadway music but that want to experience rock and roll. And how do we do this? So let's create a program. And we talked about it for a year. And we at Rockers, I ran up to the heads of BBK and said, Nick and I want to do a program, and you need to hire him to be a teacher. And they were like, okay, we'll hire him to be a teacher, and let's talk about a program. Sure. And this past summer, we created our first program, BBK Rocks. We had 11 students, and they were amazing. And we have 6 of them performing this year in Rockers.
And you know what's funny is this from that, now this year I believe there's going to be 25 students.
Yeah, right? at least.
So we're moving up.
We are moving up in the world, mm-hmm. you know, and we're really proud of the work we've done. And having kids, like this past summer, I came into rehearsal for about 20 minutes the first day. And Nick called me after class and I said, how did it go? And he said, one of the kids walked out and said, I feel free. Now, that's exactly what we're trying to give them. We want them to feel not boxed in. And rock and roll allows a freedom that is unlike anything else.
It's a different thing. You know, it's funny nowadays, you know, back when I started Rockers on Broadway, you think about it, like Tommy was had a big impact on Broadway because it was a chance for kids and for youth and rock and roll to come to Broadway. And I always thought, you know, eventually it's going to change. It's going to come in. We're going to have more, instead of more, you know,
traditional
musical theater, there's rock and roll's going to peak in. I know it. And so then Rent happened. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole nother story. That was a pretty cool thing, and it was Rent. And then all these other things started to follow. But now if you look at more recent years, all right, since I did Jersey Boys, after Jersey Boys, then it became the jukebox sort of king of musicals. And then everybody started to follow, you know, Tina Turner or
Alanis Morissette.
Yes. Many artists are coming in to do their thing. Even Melissa Etheridge is now doing her show. And which is pretty cool that I named it Rockers on Broadway 30 years ago, and now rockers are actually really on Broadway.
On Broadway, yes. And I got to note, Donnie, to your career, you have been in mostly rock and roll Broadway musicals.
That's right.
You were in Tommy. Yes. You were in Aida, written by Elton John. Mm-hmm. You were in Jersey Boys. You were in Billy Elliot, written by Elton John.
Yes.
All related to rock and roll. So Donnie, who was in a rock band in the 80s with his brothers called Urgent, and it's worth it. Everybody, go look it up.
Go stream it on Spotify.
Oh, my God. It's so amazing. Donnie with his mullet. We love it.
We love a mullet.
Oh, yeah.
If you look up Urgent Running Back.
It's one of my favorite bad day listening things.
Me and my mullet. Yes.
Mullets are making a comeback in 2023. So once again, all I know is all you guys are saying is everything's full circle now.
It's all relevant.
Circle
moment. Exactly. Anyway.
So, you know, you were the resident rocker of Tommy, and you've been the resident rocker on Broadway, and you're, you know, we walk down the street and people stop him all the time. Oh my God, Donnie Kerr. Oh my God, Donnie Kerr. And it's just, it's amazing to see and hear people say, because of you, Donnie, I knew I could do this. And we have friends that are on Broadway that started as kids and are on Broadway.
And I feel older and older and older.
Yeah, but you personally have made such an impact.
Thank you.
And you should be really proud.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's been fun.
It is incredible to even be a part of it and sit down and hear you guys from your own mouths, like, tell the story, because there is such a passion behind everything that you guys do, and it does not go unnoticed. And
Thank you.
Everything that happens, and especially you've made it to 30 years. It's the 30th anniversary.
Who knew? Who can't believe it? 30 years?
30 years.
It just, like, crept up out of nowhere.
That's older than half of the kids that you know, we've worked with. Like, there's one woman who is a staple at our Rockers on Broadway programs, Ryan Redmond, who, she was in one of the programs when we first started the PATH Fund. She was 16. She is a grown woman. She has done like 6 or 7 Broadway shows. And it's pretty amazing to know we scholarshiped her as a student. And she's really like living proof of
that it's working.
Where we put our money is making a difference. And this amazing woman is now on Broadway all the time. She was the first female Olaf in Frozen. I mean, it's
cool. Pretty amazing.
When we were trying to figure out the name of the company, there was a lot of names thrown around, and I said the word PATH. You know, we want to make sure something about the artistic PATH, and I went PATH, and I was looking for an acronym so that there was a tagline, and the tagline is performing artists that help. Well, that's exactly what we are. We've got a group of musicians and singers and directors and lighting designers and sound designers and all of these people who come in and donate their time, give of themselves, helping a great cause and helping the next generation actually find their artistic PATH. So even that comes full circle.
Mm-hmm.
Performing artists that help.
That's crazy.
Pretty cool.
If there is anyone listening that wants to help, what is the best way that someone can help the PATH Fund and Rockers on Broadway?
Make a donation. Go to thepathfund.org or rockersonbroadway.com and click donate. And please send us your money.
Yep. And you can even Venmo us at PATH Fund without the.
Okay.
Just PATH Fund on Venmo.
Okay.
And we can even take money that way.
And follow us on Instagram, Rockers on Broadway, and you can donate via the donate button on Instagram stories.
Please
as well.
Donate.
Yes.
It really does make a difference in the world. It really helps. And, I want to mention that during COVID, we had those couple of years where we couldn't do anything live. So we started a community grant relief program which is we helped actors and anybody who was had been working on Broadway could apply for a grant, and we gave away $500 grants, right?
We did a range of grants for people that worked with us on Rockers got the highest amount, and people that were just part of our community got a little bit. And we gave 134 artists some support during the worst time of our lives.
Absolutely.
And
did we donate, what was it, like $17,000?
Yeah, about $17,000 to 134 people. Like, and those people, what a significant difference mm-hmm. it made to get medication, to pay rent, to buy
groceries,
food, whatever it was, mm-hmm. we were supporting our community in the middle of that. And then year two of the pandemic, as it went on, we didn't want to do another virtual show. Everybody was a little burnt out from virtual everything. Another Zoom something? No. So Donnie and I were talking about doing like pop-up videos of past Rockers performances. And as we were listening to the music we had archived over the years, I looked at him and I said, we have a record. Let's make a record. And we spent most of 2021 literally pulling ourselves together, Donnie mixing music, and we recorded some extra music, and it was really pretty cool. And we released Rockers on Broadway Live.
Volume 1.
There should be more. And we have over 900,000 streams of a virtually unknown company doing this awesome record. We have 11 tracks that are, it's on Spotify, iTunes, everywhere music is streamed and sold.
That's right.
You can get our record, Rockers on Broadway Live, Volume 1.
Check it out.
Anyway, it kind of looks like we're getting called into rehearsal.
Sorry, I'm releasing them, or you're something to do with them.
We're coming in.
We'll be right there.
Thank you. Is there anything else you would like to leave the listeners with?
Just please support the arts in any way you can, whether it's through us or your local arts education companies. It really is meaningful to the kids who want to be in the arts. And you know what? It doesn't matter whether they become performers or audience members. What you do for a kid now makes a difference in the future.
For their entire
Very
life.
Well said. Very well said, yes. I guess my last bit would be basically to reiterate what just Corey just said, which was, you know, when you're a kid and you're trying to find yourself and you're trying to find what it is that makes you tick, you got to go through it all. Find experience. Try everything. You know, try everything. I learned as many instruments as I could when I was a kid. I learned to play piano, guitar, drums, and bass, and I still play all those instruments. Because why? I thought, well, the more instruments I learn to play, the less I'll be unemployed. So yeah. When I get older.
Donnie lives by the motto, don't stop rocking, keep yes, on rocking.
That's right. That's right. If you see me going like this, it means keep on rocking. If you see me going like this, it means don't stop rocking.
Oh, I love that.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank
love.
You, Lane.
Thank you for
having
your time.
Us.
Right. And if you guys are listening to this and it is before Monday the 16th, buy a ticket and come celebrate the 30th year anniversary with us.
Yes. The 30th. And we've got Melissa Etheridge, Katie Tunstall, Dan Finnerty. We've got Simon Kirk, the original drummer from Free and Bad Company.
And Ty Taylor from Vintage Trouble.
Yeah, Ty Taylor from Vintage Trouble.
It's and really, Donnie Kerr.
And Donnie Kerr.
And some Tony Award winners mm-hmm. and Tony Award nominees and a bunch of Broadway badasses. So
yes, that's
it
right.
It is worth it. Come have fun. Rock out with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye. Lane. Bye.
See you guys next week.
Right. That was phenomenal. So cute. That was great. You guys are pros.